This episode is brought to you by IVP. For centuries, discussions of early Christianity have focused on male leaders in the church. In his book, Tell Her Story, Vinjay Gupta explores the ample evidence in the New Testament of women being actively involved in ministry and serving as respected leaders. Gupta calls us to bring these women out of the shadows by shining light on their many inspiring contributions to the planting, growth, and health of the first Christian churches. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVarsity City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Numbers chapter 3, verse 33 through chapter 4. The numbering of the Merari. From Merari came the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari. Those of them who were numbered, counting every male from a month old and upward, were 6,200. Now the leader of the clan of the families of Merari was Zuriel, son of Abihail. These were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. The appointed responsibilities of the Merarites included the frames of the tabernacle, its crossbars, its posts, its sockets, its utensils, plus all the service connected with these things, and the pillars of the courtyard all around, with their sockets, their pegs, and their ropes. But those who were to camp in front of the tabernacle on the east, in front of the tent of meeting, were Moses, Aaron, and his sons. They were responsible for the needs of the sanctuary and for the needs of the Israelites. But the unauthorized person who approached was put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered by the word of the Lord, according to their families, every male from a month old and upward were 22,000, the substitution of the firstborn. Then the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the Israelites from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names, and take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn males among the Israelites, and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn of the livestock of the Israelites. So Moses numbered all the firstborn males among the Israelites, as the Lord had commanded. And all the firstborn males, by the number of the names from a month old and upward, totaled 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn males among the Israelites, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock, and the Levites will be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 firstborn males of the Israelites who exceed the number of the Levites, collect 5 shekels for each one individually. You are to collect this amount in the currency of the sanctuary shekel. This shekel is 20 gerahs. And give the money for the redemption of the excess number of them to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were in excess of those redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn males of the Israelites, he collected the money, 1,365 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The service of the Kohathites. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Take census of the Kohathites from among the Levites, by their families and by their clans, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all who enter the company to do the work in the tent of meeting." This is the service of the Kohathites, in the tent of meeting, relating to the most holy things. When it is time for the camp to journey, Aaron and his sons must come and take down the screening curtain and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. Then they must put over it a covering of the fine leather and spread over that a cloth entirely of blue, and then they must insert its poles. On the table of the presence they must spread a blue cloth and put on it the dishes, the pans, the bowls, and the pitchers for pouring. And the bread of the presence must be on it continually. They must spread over them a scarlet cloth and cover the same with a covering of fine leather, and they must insert its poles. They must take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand of the light with its lamps, its wick trimmers, its trays, and all its oil vessels with which they service it. Then they must put it with all its utensils in a covering of fine leather and put it on a carrying beam. Then they must spread a blue cloth on the gold altar and cover it with a covering of fine leather, and they must insert its poles. Then they must take all the utensils of the service with which they serve in the sanctuary, put them in a blue cloth, cover them with a covering of fine leather, and put them on a carrying beam. Also, they must take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they must place on it all its implements with which they serve there, the trays, the meat forks, the shovels, the basins, and all the utensils of the altar. And they must spread on it a covering of fine leather and then insert its poles. When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is ready to journey, then the Kohathites will come to carry them, but they must not touch any holy thing or they will die. These are the responsibilities of the Kohathites with the tent of meeting. The appointed responsibility of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, is for the oil for the light and the spiced incense and the daily grain offering and the anointing oil. He also has the appointed responsibility over all the tabernacle with all that is in it, over the sanctuary and all its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Do not allow the tribe of the families of the Kohathites to be cut off from among the Levites. But in order that they will live and not die when they approach the most holy things, do this for them. Aaron and his sons will go in and appoint each man to his service and his responsibility. But the Kohathites are not to go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, or they will die." The service of the Gershonites. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Also take a census of the Gershonites, also by their clans and by their families. You must number them from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all who enter the company to do the work of the tent of meeting. This is the service of the families of Gershonites, as they serve and carry it. They must carry the curtains for the tabernacle and the tent of meeting with its coverings, the covering of fine leather that is over it, the curtains for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the hangings for the courtyard, the curtain for the entrance of the gate of the court, which is around the tabernacle and the altar and their ropes, along with all the furnishings for their service and everything that is made for them, so they are to serve. All the service of the Gershonites, whether carrying loads or any of their work, will be at the direction of Aaron and his sons. You will assign them all their tasks and their responsibilities. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites concerning the tent of meeting. Their responsibilities will be under the authority of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. The service of the Merarites. As for the sons of Merari, You are to number them by their families and by their clans. You must number them from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, all who enter the company to do the work of the tent of meeting. This is what they are responsible to carry as their entire service in the tent of meeting: the frames of the tabernacle, its crossbars, its posts, its sockets, and the posts of the surrounding courtyard with their sockets, tent pegs, and ropes, along with all their furnishings and everything for their service. You are to assign by name the items that each man is responsible to carry. This is the service of the families of the Merarites, their entire service concerning the tent of meeting, under the authority of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. Summary. So Moses and Aaron and the leaders of the community numbered the Kohathites by their families and by clans, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone who entered the company for the work in the tent of meeting. And those of them numbered by their families were 2,750. These were those numbered from the families of the Kohathites, everyone who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the authority of Moses. Those numbered from the Gershonites by their families and by their clans, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone who entered the company for the work in the tent of meeting. Those of them numbered by their families, by their clans, were 2,630. These were those numbered from the families of the Gershonites, everyone who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord. Those numbered from the families of the Merarites, by their families, by their clans, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone who entered the company for the work in the tent of meeting. Those of them numbered by their families were 3,200. These are those numbered from the families of the Merarites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the authority of Moses. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families and by their clans, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone who entered to do the work of service and the work of carrying relating to the tent of meeting. Those of them numbered were 8,580. According to the word of the Lord, they were numbered by the authority of Moses, each according to his service and according to what he was to carry. Thus they were numbered by him, as the Lord had commanded Moses. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy God, we are thankful for your word again today. We are thankful, O Lord, that you communicate so many things about your character and even a foreshadow of your design for the church. Merciful God, we are reminded that there is indeed a place for us, a calling on every life, that we have been made with intentionality and that we are part of the kingdom with intentionality. Oh God, help us to see and know and in delight in our calling, but also help us not to be solely defined by it. Help us to not deify or make an idol out of what our calling and gifts might be to the kingdom. And let us, oh God, appreciate the seasons in which we're called to do one task and then a season in which we're called to do another. It is not lost on me that the age frames that and time frames that are lifted up for those that would serve in the tabernacle, oh Lord. And so we thank you, oh God, for the ways in which you set markers in our lives, that there may be one work that exercises one aspect of our calling during one season of our life, but then it may be something very different. God, keep us open to where you would have us to go, what you would have us to do, how you would have us to understand and to use callings that you place on our lives for the building of your kingdom. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, Whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.